Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, y'all? It's AM back with a little AM breakdown episode, man. It's been a while, but I gotta get something off my chest today. I can't stand it. I know the MJ Last Dance documentary just dropped, and I'll probably do a podcast on that later on today. But right now, we gotta talk about a player who I feel, even though he is a Hall of Famer, he is one of the most overrated players to have that distinction. And it's crazy because we're talking about a guy who's almost had no weaknesses in his prime. Could score the ball, could dish the ball, could defend, could dunk over anybody. All right, talking about Vince Carter. Some of you probably hear the name Vince Carter and think, oh, well, you know, one of the greatest dunkers, if not the greatest dunker of all time, one of the great two guards of all time, one of the great players in the league, you know, to play 22 years of longevity. He's one of the most special players of all time, and that's all true. But when I think about Vince Carter and his accomplishments, I kind of have to go back to the time he played, who he played against, and what he was able to accomplish. Vince Carter is most known for his high flying. Let's be honest. Yes, he was a big time scorer, you know, he was all these great things. We know Vince Carter to be a dunker. And I don't say that loosely as if that's all he was. We're talking about a guy who at one point was averaging 25 points a game. Going back to the 07 season, that's the most points he ever averaged in a season. And throughout the 2000s, he was pretty much a 23, 24 point per game scorer. But I just believe when I compare him to his contemporaries of the time, Kobe's, T-Mac's, the AIs, the Dwayne Wades, and the LeBrons, and all those kind of dudes, I feel like he comes up just a little bit short, especially when it comes to actual accomplishments. Looking at his resume, Rookie of the Year, two-time All-NBA player, eight-time All-Star. Not bad, but doesn't exactly measure up to the guys I just mentioned, the LeBrons. The 10, 12 time All NBA players, the Kobes, the Dwayne Wades of the world, guys who have MVP awards, championships, finals MVP awards, multiple All NBA selections, multiple all defensive team selections. Vince Carter just falls a little short of that group. And again, not to take nothing away from Vince Carter, Hall of Fame player. I just never believed he achieved the level of success as his contemporaries. And you can say, oh, well, he was never on the same great teams and you know, he wasn't able to play with guys like Shaq and D Wade and all those other things. And that'd be true. But from an individual standpoint, could you really rank him above any of those guys? Allen Iverson, Dwayne Wade. You could probably argue over Tracy McGrady due to injury to T-Mac, LeBron James, you know, guys of that nature. So again, we go back to the 2000 dunk contest, and Vince puts on an absolute show. It's probably the greatest dunk contest performance ever. The problem is, I have to see that every single year, not just because, you know, it has to be celebrated, but because I think that's his greatest career highlight. He did have that one playoff duel with Allen Iverson, where they both went for 50 plus, but, you know, I don't really have that many serious accomplishments aside from his high flying antics for Vince Carter. Again, Hall of Fame player, but you know, not too many accolades or achievements, you know, to write home about. And as much as he's played, when was he drafted? 1997, 99, 1998, fifth pick in 98 draft. Vince has played 22 seasons. And that's something to be celebrated. The longevity is crazy. And he's still playing, like he's still killing dudes this year, even though it might be his last year. But I go to back to his career numbers. This is the negative about playing so long. Your numbers begin to suffer at a certain point. And for Vince, it's not like this started happening 3, 4 years ago. I go back to 2009, 2010 when he was in Orlando. He averaged 16 points a game. And from that point on, these are his averages. 14 points a game, 14 points a game, 10 points, 13 points, 12 points, 6 points, 6 points, 8 points, 5 points, 7 points, 5 points. He did take on way lesser roles, more of a mentor role with these teams, the Hawks, the Grizzlies, the Mavericks, the Sacramento Kings, all that good stuff. But Atlanta, Phoenix. But, you know, the greats know when to walk away. Dwayne Wade retired last year. He went out on a triple-double. Wasn't his most prolific scoring season, but he wasn't 6-8 points a game. Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles, played another 3 years, partial 3 years. You know, at some point, it got to, what, 17 a game in his last season? You know, probably stuck around a year or two, you know, too long, but knew when to hang it up. I give Vince credit for being able to recognize he's not what he once was and taking smaller roles to play with, you know, the young guys and be a mentor. He just loves the game. You can't knock a guy for loving the game of basketball. That's what he's been doing for his life, most of his life. But I think in a way that kind of hurts him because you're dragging down career numbers that weren't exactly on par with the other greats to begin with. As it sits right now, Vince's career numbers are 16.5 points a game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. 20 years from now, if we look back at Vince Carter and we just look at numbers, we're going to say, oh, well, he was a decent player. You know, he was an all-star player, but he wasn't on the same level as some of the other guys we talk about. And it's a shame that we would actually remember him like that. You know, the highlights are always going to be there, but at a certain point, you have to hang it up. And my thing with Vince, I understand the pride in him. I don't want to ring chase and go join a team and not contribute to a championship cause just to have a championship. I get that. I do. I do understand that. But what is the point of hanging around an extra 10 years if you're not even at least going to get a championship to your name? What's the actual point? You know, no one's saying you have to go ride the bench and do it, but damn, you could have contributed to some rings. You were never going to be the guy. But damn, if I'm going to play 23 years, I'm at least get one. Sneak two. You know, and I respect him for the, you know, I'd rather just go somewhere where I can play. I'm not really into ring chasing. If I'm not going to win, I'm not going to win. It sounds good. But we're talking about comparing him to his contemporaries of his time and what they accomplished. Vince just kind of comes up short. AI didn't win rings. He got an MVP award. He took a team to the finals at 5'11". Dwayne Wade has 3 rings. He's got a finals MVP. Multiple All-NBA, All-Defensive Team player. Kobe Bryant, same position. 5-time champion. Finals MVPs a couple times. MVP award. Multiple time. All-NBA, All-Defensive Team. Vince Carter. Probably the best dunker ever. Had some great scoring seasons. Never made it to the finals. Never won MVP. Never even contributed to a championship effort from a lesser role because it was below him. He wouldn't want to sit on the bench and ring chase. 10 years ago, Vince Carter could have joined a championship level team and probably got a ring having significant contribution. He didn't want to do that. I understand he played for the Mavericks, and the Mavericks were actually a year away from a championship, but Vince wasn't there. So I think looking back on the career of Vince Carter, definite Hall of Famer just for longevity and the things he has accomplished and being the greatest at something in terms of high-flying acrobatics. But when I line him up with his contemporaries, he just comes up a little bit short. It's hard to call a future Hall of Famer overrated, but I think Vince hung around to the point that we don't even remember when he was good. We don't remember when he was dunking on Alonzo Mourning. We don't remember those windmills on the break. We don't remember those tomahawk alley-oops he was catching. We remember the mentor, the old guy. The guy that now when he dunks, we all get excited because we don't know how many he has left. And for a Hall of Famer, I don't think that's how you should go out. I think you got to know when to walk away. And I think you really got to pick your spots when you can. And for Vince, he did things his way, and it may have cost him when we talk about all-time players. So for all my Vince Carter fans out there, you know, you may be saying this guy's crazy. What is he talking about? Vince is one of the greatest. Sure, all that's true. But he's not as great as he could have been. And I don't think he's as great as we perceive him to be. And I really hope this was going to be his last year because I can't stand another year of watching an all-time great decline. It's just not worth it. It's below the standard of a Hall of Famer.